Dialing 8th and Walton. Conference call. Please wait while others join.
You're dialed in to the conference call, brought to you by 8th and Walton. The 8th and Walton Conference Call is a podcast for retailers, suppliers, and industry leaders to keep you up to date on what's going on in your industry. From what's happening around the world to what's happening across the street, this is one call with an agenda tailored specifically for you. Your call is starting, and now your host, Jared Davis.
I've really been looking forward to this week's show. Take a look at this. Retailers, suppliers, we got job seekers. A little something for everyone on today's podcast. And we're very glad that you've dialed in again this week. Hey, my name's Jared Davis. So where are we? We are 2 months into the new year. 1 month if we're going by some retailer's fiscal year. But the reason that I kind of mentioned this short amount of time is, can you believe all of the big announcements and decisions that have just happened so far in 2018? I mean, think about this. We have seen some major acquisitions. We've seen store closings, layoffs, revamps to business practices and accountability. Every other week, there's something new. And the most interesting thing, I think, is that how each of these decisions that are being made by the big players, how they impact you. And I mean you personally. It doesn't matter whether you're working for a major retailer or a supplier who's supporting a retailer. Even if you're a job seeker and you're looking for a career at either one, the announcements of the recent weeks can really influence your next steps. So, hey, no matter what category you're in right now, we have got some great insight for you on today's little show. Let me back up a little bit. It was just a few weeks ago that we had a fantastic guest here on the podcast, Mr. Jacob Roberts with Stout Executive Search. Jacob is a senior executive recruiter, and he's really been monitoring the whole retail supplier job seeker climate as all these new decisions and initiatives roll out in 2018. Last time we visited with Jacob, he gave us great advice on sharpening your resume to land that next job. If you missed that podcast, please go back and listen to it, especially if you're out there on the job hunt. Today, he is back, and we're going to talk about the actual job market and how these decisions that we're seeing are impacting suppliers and job seekers. And we're going to get his observation on what job seekers need to do to plan in this evolving retail climate, what's going on with suppliers as they work to keep new retailer initiatives coming down the pike, and sort of get his opinion on next steps that you need to take. It's going to be a fascinating conversation. Please stay with us. Jacob Roberts from Stout Executive Search is coming up next. This is the 8th and Walton Conference Call.
8th and Walton is here to support and educate the supplier community. If you have a question about our services or would like to know more about an upcoming class, we can chat. Log on to 8thandwalton.com/chat. Our team is standing by to begin a chat session with you. We're happy to answer your questions about supporting your business. Chat with us today, 8thandwalton.com/chat.
You're back on the 8th and Walton Conference Call. As I mentioned just a few minutes ago before the break, our guest once again coming back to the podcast, Mr. Jacob Roberts, who is Senior Executive Recruiter for Stout Executive Search. Jacob, welcome back to the podcast.
Thanks for having me again.
Yeah, great to see you again. Last time, you gave us some excellent information on resume writing and presenting yourself online when you're a new candidate out there looking for a job. I want to talk a little bit this week about the job market and some of the realities of, you know, what's going on out there as far as open positions. Many of the jobs, especially here in Northwest Arkansas, they're on supplier teams. So first of all, how many supplier teams are in Northwest Arkansas?
So nobody really knows the number of exact suppliers in Northwest Arkansas, but there's around 1,500 to 2,000 suppliers here in Northwest Arkansas. And then that's divided up between companies that are direct suppliers, and then you also have the third parties, which make up around 200 to 300 of that 1,500 to 2,000.
And now this is an area that you're serving every week. So from your perspective, what are some of those dynamics that are really changing in the supplier world today?
The biggest thing that's changing right now is just e-commerce. Every company is really looking at that and taking a hard look at where their future is going when it comes to that particular business. Walmart, Target, Amazon, everybody is really trying to drive that business. And, you know, it's a really exciting time right now. It's the future of where retail is going, and it's moving like nothing we've ever seen before, just at warp speed right now.
We have a lot of areas across the country that are similar to Northwest Arkansas, where you've got a major retailer supported by supplier teams in the area. Whenever you see that a major retailer announces a series of layoffs or store closings, what's the correlation to those supporting supplier teams?
So there really hasn't been a ton of correlation with the supplier teams that we've seen. We recruit exclusively for Walmart supplier teams here in Northwest Arkansas. But what's really on the mind of suppliers is, how's their Walmart business? What's their relationship with Walmart? And where is their business growing with Walmart in the future? But, you know, there's an energy out there right now around Walmart that's just palpable, and we're all really excited about the future.
I want to talk about that energy for a second, because I know one of the things that has been in the news is Walmart's new headquarters. What are you seeing along that line?
Going into, you know, a new centrally located headquarters is just going to be a game changer for Walmart. It's going to allow them to attract the type of talent they're going to need to Northwest Arkansas to compete in the future. And with the Amazons of the world, Northwest Arkansas is a great place to live and is constantly listed in the top 5 to 10 places to live in the United States. You know, that coupled with the new headquarters and a growing business is only going to, you know, let Walmart really attract the people that they need to succeed in the future.
So we're talking about attracting talent to Northwest Arkansas. On that note, what's really been the response of the supplier teams to the announcement of Walmart's new headquarters?
So suppliers have been really positive, and they're excited to have one place where they can go meet with everyone they need to inside Walmart. It will be interesting over the next 5 to 7 years while Walmart is building this new headquarters, well, what they do with the Jet.com office and what they do with San Bruno in California, the Walmart.com office, if they'll eventually end up rolling those up all underneath one roof, their new headquarters, or if they'll actually keep those open. But whether they stay there or come here, we're just really super energized about the future of Walmart and where it's going right now.
Sounds like it can be a positive time to be out there looking for a new position, particularly in the Northwest Arkansas area. With so many suppliers and retailers, you've got, you know, especially after the first of the year, restructures are a given, change is a given. What additional advice do you have for someone who might find themselves looking for a position in 2018?
The biggest thing is to be proactive instead of reactive when looking for a new position. You know, it's always easier to find a job whenever you have a job. So you want to make sure that you're out there and that you have a relationship with an external recruiter that you trust and knows what kind of company you're looking for, what kind of opportunity you're looking for. That way, when that opportunity does come about, they can reach out to you. They can talk to you about the opportunity. And, you know, it's always great to have representation to get your resume in the door, your resume in front of that hiring manager, that HR person, instead of trying to apply directly online.
Yep. And if you'll check the podcast description, we've got a link to Stout Executive Search. Jacob Roberts, we appreciate you being on the podcast. Thank you for your time.
Thank you.
And that's going to do it for this week's installment of the 8th and Walton Conference Call. Thank you for downloading us again this week. Hey, this is Jared Davis reminding you, persistence and determination will bring you great rewards in time. And no, that's not like a Steve Jobs or a Sam Walton quote. I actually got that in a fortune cookie this last weekend. I thought it was all right.
The views and opinions expressed on this program are not necessarily the views of 8th and Walton or its management. If you have comments or suggestions about this program, contact us at jared@nathanwalton.com, 479-715-6700, or at athanwalton.com. 8th and Walton, Inc. is in no way associated with or endorsed by Walmart Stores, Inc. or its affiliates. All references to Walmart Stores, Inc., as well as its affiliates, trademarks, and brands are used in accordance with the Fair Use Doctrine and are not intended to imply that 8th and Walton, Inc. is a Walmart Stores, Inc. vehicle for advertising or for any other commercial purpose.